And then she gets to the foot with the toenail, and I see her look at it for a minute, and I'm like, yep, me and you both, girl. We know something's up. Something's up. So let's just rip her off. Let's rip the Band-Aid off and see what's going on. I don't know if any of you have ever seen the show The Walking Dead. If you haven't, it's a show about zombies. Okay. Hey, boobies, welcome back to another episode of Staying Inspired. As always, your host and hype woman, Amanda Yoa, back again. Happy first day of spring. Well, it'll be the third day of spring when you're listening to this, but I'm recording on a Tuesday and it's the first day of spring. I don't know what's going on. You wouldn't be able to tell where I'm at because it's a blistery 40 degrees. Spring. Get it together, girlfriend. What is happening? I don't know, but I'm not too happy about it. Spring, get it together. Okay. We want at least 50 degrees in the morning. Okay. None of this 40 malarkey. Okay. It's going up to 48 today. I need more. I need warmth. I need vitamin D. I need outside activities. Okay. I pulled out a sweater today. I'm wearing a sweater in March. No, but happy first day of spring. I hope it's nice wherever you're listening. And you know what? Allergies are just doing their thing. Let me tell you, if you can't hear my voice, I don't know if it's coming or going. I don't think it's decided yet, but that's fun. You know, and I got all the allergies this week. This weekend was a little rough for your girl, which is why I'm recording so late this week. Well, I wanted to let you guys know about my, you know, all the fun that I had over the weekend for St. Patty's Day. But then, you know, I just came down with this. I woke up and I had severe vertigo. And I was like, what is happening? I remember having vertigo one other time and I was maybe 15 or 16 years old. I remember, you know, being in high school and I had to hold on to the walls going to the nurse because my vertigo was so bad. I couldn't even walk straight. I was falling over. It was scary. I didn't know what was wrong with me. I didn't even know vertigo was a thing, you know? So that I woke up with that over the weekend and it got worse and worse. And, you know, my voice is doing something. I've just woke up completely blind with gunk all over. It's a mess. It's a mess. I feel like every year I get worse and worse with these allergies. And I've never been someone who had allergies. You know, my kids, they've suffered from the gate with allergies every season, I feel like it is. And even my JoJo, who normally he acts up in the winter and is my spring allergy girl, the both of them are acting up right now really bad. So it's pretty bad out there. I hope you're not suffering with the allergies, but make sure you take care of yourself because I was trying to just, you know, kind of ride it out and we got this and we'll just trug along and not have to take anything. And I ended up in urgent care and needing antibiotics because everything settled in my ears and now I have a sinus infection. So I'm on, you know, the Zyrtec, the Z-Pak, the stuff that you shoot up your nose. What's it called? Flonase. All the things to try to get myself back to where I need to be. So, and one of the things that I also needed, especially this morning, was my Magic Mind because I was on the struggle bus, faux show. So, you know, I'm lucky that I have that to just give me that real energy that I need. Give my body the things that it needs to help me along this process of going into spring and summer. So shout out to Magic Mind. If you haven't checked it out yet, make sure you do. It's changed my life completely. I no longer need morning coffee. You know, coffee for me is more of a treat than a necessity. It allows me to focus. I get more shit done effectively. So check them out, magicmind.com. Use the code GIRLFRIEND and get yourself 20% off your order. Okay, so check them out, magicmind.com, and use the code GIRLFRIEND and tell them that your hype woman sent you. But yeah, I have just been on the struggle bus the past couple of days, but I'm glad I have medicine to help me feel all better. But happy first day of spring. I am grateful that the wet weather is warming up, even though it's freezing today. I had a great weekend with friends for St. Patty's Day. Yes, your girl is Irish. On St. Patty's Day, everyone is Irish. But yes, I have some Irish blood in me. If you couldn't tell by the brown hair, olive skin and brown eyes. I am a McGranahan descendant. And, you know, St. Patty's Day has always been a tradition of my family, you know, celebrating in some way, shape or form. And I got to go out and see some wonderful dancers who were all children, mind you, so talented. Shout out to the children that were at Dooney's Pub in Delran. If you were there, you girls and a few gentlemen had such amazing talent. Good luck. I know they were trying to raise money. They were going to the World Championships in Scotland. Such an amazing hobby to have, you know, to get to travel the world, to see Scotland. There was this little girl. She was so cute. She had to have looked maybe like at the most 7 years old. And there were some teenagers there. Such wonderful talent. I was just in awe. If you didn't check out my Instagram on St. Patty's Day, you missed out. I did take some video of them, but they were absolutely amazing. So shout out to them. And I think there was some at the FOP lounge or lodge that we were at, Fraternal Order of Police. We checked that out in Philly. And there was another group of Irish dancers there. You girls were amazing as well. Shout out to the parents for getting their kids involved in such an amazing hobby. You know, I love dancing and I'm sure it, you know, it helps them to just form such a positive mindset, you know. So shout out to the parents who get their kids involved in that too. So my St. Patty's Day was a fun time. We ended up ending the day at Dagwoods, which is in the Northeast Philly. If you haven't checked them out, if you're in the Philly area, check them out. I'm giving all the shout outs to start us off, but this is where I was. So shout out to Dagwoods. Your food is incredible. I don't think there's been one thing that I haven't had there that was not delicious. Okay. Their food is amazing. That being said, they are a Polish bar. And I'm a Polish girl at heart. So what a fitting way to end this. My grandfather was 100% Polish. I grew up in predominantly a Polish household. So shout out, you know, way to end your St. Patty's Day. No other way for this girl to end her St. Patty's Day, but in a Polish pub. But their food's amazing and incredible. And they were repping the St. Patty's Day vibes that day. I love their shirts. They had shirts that had Dagwoods Pub. They were green. They had a shamrock on the back. It said, "We're warming up for Dingus Day." Dingus Day is the Polish holiday. It's April 1st. And they usually have a big celebration. So I'm going to try to check that out. I don't know. I think that might be a weekday. So I don't know if I can swing it, but if I can, I might come back and rep my, my Polish heritage. You might see me. I don't know. We'll see. Hey, guess what, girlfriends? Yes, I'm interrupting this episode to tell you that I'm officially launching my merch line, Staying Inspired merch, where every piece isn't just apparel. It's a whole anthem, not just a vibe, but a whole movement, baby, a statement that roars louder than words, defining what it truly means to stand out as a woman in today's world. Staying Inspired is more than a brand. We're a revolution to empower, uplift, and redefine womanhood. Each piece stamped with confidence, ambition, and fearless vibes. By wearing Staying Inspired, you don't just flaunt a look, you amplify a message, a commitment to yourself, to shattering glass ceilings and creating a world where every woman thrives. We got something for every woman as well as the mamas. That's right. We got a Mommy and Me legacy line where fierceness of womanhood meets the tenderness of motherhood. Check us out at AmandaYoa.com. All right, I'll let you get back to the episode. In other news, let me tell you guys, this is embarrassing. This really is embarrassing, but I don't really care. You're all my friends. So let me tell you my story about my trip to the nail salon. Okay. Now I'll preface this story by saying that I noticed something was odd about my feet. Number one, they were way overdue to get a pedicure. I know we all lack. We all lack, you know, in the winter months, sometimes going and getting our feet done every 2 weeks. Okay, so cut your girl a break. I really lack though. Like, it was like halfway grown out. Okay, it was bad. But I noticed on my right foot, my big toe looked like the day I got her done. Okay. And I've noticed it because I've like, you know, I'm in the shower. I look at my feet. I wash them. I've noticed it. But for some reason, it just didn't click in my head as a red flag that Amanda, your toenail should be growing and it shouldn't look like the day you got your feet done. Something's wrong. Right. So I'm like, I really need to make an appointment for my feet. They look horrible. It's almost sandal season. We got to get these puppies done. Right. And then I looked at my toe and then like I had like a light bulb moment and I was like, huh, that looks weird. That's not normal. Right. So I go and I make an appointment. I go and I get my nails done. I go in, I go to the same place. Shout out to High Tech Nails in Cinnaminson. I go to the same place every 2 weeks. So they know me. Same nail tech. So I go, I'm like, get my feet done today. I know it's overdue. So I sit down and I am just in fear of what is going to be under this polish of, you know, my toe, because I know it's like something's wrong. Something's wrong. So I sit down and, you know, I get my feet all in the tubby tub and I'm relaxing. They have the massage chair. So I'm just in my element. And then I see her. She starts, you know, taking my gel nail polish off. And she takes it off my left foot first and everything's fine. And then she gets to the foot with the toenail and I see her look at it for a minute and I'm like, mm-hmm, yep, me and you too. Me and you both, girl. We know something's up. Something's up. So let's just rip her off. Let's rip the Band-Aid off and see what's going on. I don't know if any of you have ever seen the show The Walking Dead. If you haven't, it's a show about zombies. Okay. I don't know what I did to my toe. I've had a prior issue with this toe where I did something to it and my toenail fell off. So now she must be sensitive to the touch and I must have stubbed her and girlfriend is dead. The toenail is dead. She took off the polish and it looked like a zombie out of the show, The Walking Dead. Okay, I was mortified. It was black. I'm talking decrepit, okay? Decayed. Black. Black, brown, bad, okay? So, I don't know where I'm going to go from here. I was like, you know what? Let's just carry on, paint over it. Out of sight, out of mind. And, you know, I'm going to get my money's worth with that toe because it ain't going nowhere. It ain't going to grow. So polish is going to stay as good as the day that I got it. But that being said, I also know what is to come, which is that puppy's going to fall off. And I just said, you know what? What did I do to deserve this? This couldn't have happened in like October, September, when we're wearing our shoes. We don't have to care about our toenails falling off. Okay. We're approaching sandal season. I love wearing sandals. I could be barefoot. I would be barefoot if I could all year round. Okay. I don't know what I'm going to do from here on out, but you know, if the day is coming, I know the day is coming where she's just going to fall off. I am sure. I am positive. She is probably going to fall off at the most inopportune time. I might be hosting an event and she'll fly off, hit somebody in the forehead, you know? Something like that will probably happen. But yeah, so that was my adventure to the nail salon. And, you know, she looked at it. My nail tech looked at it and looked at me like, you know, there's nothing we can do. There's nothing more we can do. We tried everything. And I was just like, you know what? Just paint over it. Just paint over it. Do a third or fourth coat if you have to. Double up, girl. Just make it look normal. And we'll deal with it when that ship sails. And when she falls off, I'll figure something out. I don't know. Maybe I'll get like a fake acrylic nail on that toe. I don't know. But, you know, these are the things that I have to deal with. And I thought I'd just share that to give you all a laugh. So just be careful out there in these streets with your toes, ladies, because I can't even figure out where or what happened that caused my toe to end up like that. But here we are. It's not a fungus. It's not a fungus. I did ask her that. I'm like, is there something? Is it infected? And she said, no, I'm sorry. It's dead. Okay. Cool. It's dead. Okay. So, you know, there you have it. So that's been my weekend. Allergies, my toe's dead, my toenail's dead. But I had a great weekend with friends, St. Patty's Day. So there you have it. You know, let's switch gears. Let's be real. I seen something recently. I think it was a text message that I got I'm in a group on Instagram and I seen it come through and it was like, I just want to let you know right now, whatever you're going through, you're exactly where you're meant to be. And I thought, what a crock of bullshit to be spewing to somebody when they're in a season of going through a rough time. Is it just me? Like, I don't know. But if I'm going through a hard time, I don't think one person has ever approached me like when I was in the thick of it and said, this is exactly where you're meant to be, girlfriend. Okay. Like, wait, that's like a swift kick in the puss when you are down and out. Like, way to kick somebody when they're down. That's what I say. Okay. I think it's important that when someone is being real and vulnerable with their shit that they're going through, if you truly want to be supportive to them, to be present in their shit as well. Okay. Let's not say things like, you're exactly where you're meant to be, darling. No one who just experienced a deep rejection wants to hear that, you know, you're exactly where you're meant to be. No one ending a marriage or relationship wants to hear in the moment, you're exactly where you're meant to be. No one who just lost their job that they thought was going to be their career for the rest of their lives wants to hear, you're exactly where you're meant to be, right? Nobody who just lost a loved one wants to hear, and they're going through their grief journey, wants to hear, well, you know what? You're exactly where you're meant to be in your grief journey. No, that's a good way of getting a swift kick in the puss back, if you're asking me. There you know? So I thought, I'm like, this is a really good conversation to bring up because I think a lot of times people don't know what to say. And sometimes you don't have to say anything at all. There's never going to be like the right thing to say. But I know the right thing to say is not, this is exactly where you're meant to be. That is like, okay, that's like a future self conversation that someone has with somebody when they've already been through the storm, when they're able to look at their situation of, okay, I've gone through the motions, gone through the emotional aspect of this. I've sat in my shit. Now I'm ready to do the work and rise up and take from that situation what was for me, right? And then you're in your future self and you can have a conversation of, you know what? That moment was rough. That moment was tough. But I was exactly where I was meant to be in that moment because if it wasn't for that moment, I wouldn't have learned this, 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 and this, okay? That being said, when you are presently going through your shit, saying to somebody, whatever you're going through right now, you're exactly meant to be, is a bullshit thing to say. And it's not helping. It's not empowering. It's not motivating. It's not inspiring. It's not, you know, anything that anybody needs to hear in that moment. So what do you need to hear? What can you say to somebody who's in a rough season, who's currently going through it? Okay, so here are some things that you can say. How can I support you right now? Do you want to take a walk or maybe schedule a dinner to talk about this? I think this would be, you know, a good time to maybe distract or get your mind off of things. You could say things like, I can't imagine how hard this is for you, but I'm here to help in any way that I can. You can say, I'm here to listen. You can say, are you looking for support right now? Or are you looking for a solution? Or are you just looking to for somebody to listen, like I had mentioned? You know, you could say, I'm here to provide solutions when you're ready for that next step. You can say, I'm not sure what to say, but just know I love you and I'm here for you. And sometimes, like I said, you don't have to say anything at all. Sometimes just being present and allowing that person to sound off on what they're feeling, what they're going through, is the best thing that you can do. And I think a lot of times we get ourselves caught up in the anxiety of, what do I say? What do I say? What do I say? You know, I know for me, the worst situation ever, and this is like going to the extreme, but like, you know, when someone passes away and you have to go to a funeral, like, what do you say to somebody who just experienced one of the most horrible situations I think we ever experienced as humans, you know, losing a loved one? What do you say to somebody? Sometimes I think we look for these, you know, grandiose things to say, and they're just not there. They're not needed. They're not needed. Sometimes all that's needed is just your presence, your energy, your love, your embrace. And that will always trump anything else that you could ever say to somebody who's going through a really hard time, you know? But I wanted to bring that up into the conversation because I thought to myself, you know what, telling someone they're exactly where they meant to be. Like, I think back to my hard times, like, you know, going through when I was like in my people pleaser season and trying to like take all of these courses, and I'm going to go to nursing school. And I like basically failed / dropped out of nursing school. And like, I can just imagine someone coming up to me in that moment where I was feeling like completely defeated and being like, this is exactly where you're meant to be. This is exactly it. I don't know what I would have done to them. God bless them. I don't know what I would have done. I would have been like, is it really where I'm meant to be? It just seems very, it's not genuine and it's not real. It's not real. It's a trendy thing to say. It's a trendy thing to read, you know? But I think when you're in the thick of it and you're in that season of presently going through a hard time, it's just not what to hear. And there's other similar phrases, trendy phrases that I see go around on the gram that, you know, aren't for everybody. And, you know, I always say too, take what resonates. If it doesn't resonate with you and what season you're in, just swipe right, as they say. And why am I bringing up Tinder? Like, I'm on that all the time. Is it right or left when you're not interested? Whatever one it is, that's what you do. When you see something that doesn't apply to you, just swipe, scroll up, go to the next thing. Right? Not everything you see on the internet is for you. But that being said, you know, I wanted to bring this up because, you know, like I said, sometimes we search for things to say, you know, that we feel like we need to cure or we need to fix, you know, and sometimes and all the time, we're not here to fix other people. You know, our experience is a self-help experience. We have our sources of inspiration and motivation that we can get, you know, but we can't fix anything. We can't fix when someone's going through a hard time with words. We can't. So, you know, I wanted to bring that up in conversation because I thought to myself, what the hell? This is insane. All right. Anywho, switching gears. Hey, boobies. If you don't know, now you know. We got a Booby Squad hotline. That's right, a place just for you to make your mark, to speak it with your chest, and say how you feel. Ask us a question, tell us a story about what's been going down in your life, or give your opinion on a recent episode. Whatever it is, send it in, and who knows, maybe you will be a segment topic on the next episode. Click the link in this week's episode description or hop on over to my Instagram at amandayoa.official and click the link in my bio and throw it down. Can't wait to hear from you, boo. All right, now back to the episode. I got another write-in from the Booby Squad hotline. Woo, 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 woo. Movie Squad Hotline. Heather said, I'm thinking about making a career change, but I'm terrified of starting over in my late 30s. How do I overcome this fear and take the plunge? I love that. I love that question. Thank you so much for writing in. And again, if you have a question, if you have a story, if you went through something, if you lost a toenail, an eyelash, whatever it is, feel free to write in. Click the link in my bio on Instagram and write us in. We would love to hear from you. But that was a question from Heather. And your girl brought, I came stacked with the facts today. Okay. Because I thought this is a really important conversation to have, because I feel like a lot of women, especially when we hit that, like, you know, mid, late 30s mark, early 40s, we start to feel like, we're at the top of the hill here. We're going over, you know, we start to make the descent back down into our 40s, our 50s, our 60s, our 70s. And we feel like, you know, okay, that time has passed for us to do something, right? And then we see things like Mark Zuckerberg was 19 when he started Facebook. I didn't even realize that. That's insane. And Bill Gates got Microsoft off the ground when he was 23. 23. That's crazy. I mean, good for these guys, you know, but sometimes we look at these stories of success and I think, you know, we think, well, shit, time's up for me. Right. But then we have people like Nobel and Pulitzer Prize winning author Toni Morrison, who wrote her first novel, The Bluest Eye, at age 40, while she was working at a random house as an editor. And she won her Pulitzer Prize when she was 56. And her Nobel Prize in Literature at 62. And then we got our girl, our homie, Martha Stewart, the home and kitchen queen, who didn't find real success until she was 41 when she wrote her first cookbook. Okay, shout out to Martha. Love you, girl. And then we got Vera Wang. She was a figure skater. I didn't know that. And a journalist before she entered the fashion industry at age 40. And today she's one of the world's premier women designers. You don't alter, Vera. You alter your body to fit, Vera. Remember the movie Bridesmaids? I love that. She has a Vera dress and her friends giving her, mailing her chocolates in so that she gets fatter and doesn't fit into the dress. And then she gained a few pounds and she's like, oh, my dress doesn't fit. But yeah, Vera Wang was 40 years old when she started. Emmy-nominated actress and trans rights activist Laverne Cox. She rose to prominence with her role in Netflix Orange is the New Black in 2013 when she was 41. Okay, and then she graced the cover of Time magazine at 42. At 45, she was nominated for her first Emmy. Julia Child worked in the advertising and media before writing her first cookbook at 50, launching her career as a celebrity chef. Okay. And two of my favorite comedians, which one, I got to apologize because I mispronounced her name. Her name is Heather McMahon and Steph Tolives. They're still on the rise towards their goals, their dreams, their aspirations, and they're both in their late 30s. So let this be a lesson for you, Heather, and whoever else is listening. I know a few of you wrote, I posted something on my Instagram with this question, and for the majority, you all wrote, go for it, which I love to see that. I love to see that because it's never too late. It's never too late to live a life that you know you were meant to live. It's never too late to do something that you are passionate about doing. And if you have the opportunity and the means to do that, then you should do it. Now, I'm not on this crusade of telling people to quit their jobs. I'm not, because I think that's really foolish. I think that you should have a plan in action, right? There is time. And if there's not time, you can make time. I've always talked about micromanaging your time in a way to where you can build, you can still have your job and you can start rolling into what it is that you are passionate about, right? So there's ways that you can do that. But, you know, if you have your eyes set on something and the opportunity is there, I say, who cares how old you are? You got to take that opportunity and run with it. I don't want you to be in your, you know, I hope we're all blessed to live a long life. And I hope we're not, you know, at the end of our days, on our deathbed wishing that we did more, wishing that we took that opportunity, wishing that we did the thing. I don't think that we should settle for anything less than what we truly deserve. And I don't think that we should put a number or a deadline on that. I think it's truly possible to do whatever it is that you're meant to do. And there are steps and processes to that. There is support that you can find. That's why I say community is so important. I have found so much opportunity when I was able to connect myself in, when I was involved and still am involved in communities. I've seen so much growth in what I'm trying to do now, you know, building this podcast, building this show into something. I have a goal in mind for myself too, you know, and I'm not going to stop. And I'm sure as shit not going to let any number on my birth certificate stop me from doing what I am passionate about doing, right? And then you have to figure my husband and I are embarking on a new journey, which I'm going to be talking about shortly. Wait, did I already spill the beans about that? I don't know, but just in case I didn't, I'm not going to right now. But I mean, my husband will be 40 this year, right? We're embarking on a whole new journey together. I don't think our age crossed our mind once. So take it from me, Heather. It's never too late to do something that you are passionate about. It's never too late to start over. It's never too late. Take the plunge. Take the leap. If you can feel it in your heart, if you can feel it in the pit of your soul that this feels right for you, I say go for it. All right, girlfriend. And let me know how you do. Let me know how you make out. I'm curious. We're all waiting in the wings. And if you're listening to this, if you're like Heather, like I said, go for it, girlfriend. Life is too short to be at the end wishing you did more. That's all I got for you today, girls. This is a short and sweet one. Like I said, I'm trying to preserve this voice. Spring got me feeling a certain type of way. But if, once again, if you have something you want to write into our Booby Squad hotline, make sure you hop on over to my Instagram, amandayoa.official. Pop into my link in my bio and write us in. We'd love to hear from you. And we would love to hear what you feel about this week's episode. Make sure you hop on over to my Instagram too and comment on this week's post and let your girl know. And until next time, stay inspired. And that's a wrap on today's episode, girlfriends. But wait, before you go, I got a few things for you to do real quick. Number one, drop us a review. Your feedback is gold and helps us grow and bring the show to more amazing listeners just like you. Number two, subscribe. If you haven't already, what are you waiting for? Subscribe to our podcast. This way, you'll never miss out on another amazing episode. And number three, join our VIP email list. I mean, are you ready for some exclusive content, sneak peeks, and special goodies? Well, then sign up. Trust us. It's where the real party happens. Your support keeps this show roaring. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, together we create that next level self. Okay, I'll let you go now. Bye-bye.